The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Vortex Dennis Jones.
Woo! Gushy-washy.
Welcome to Alive and Well. Here we are, folks. And we've got incredible information for you. Again, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? Every week we give you new, exciting information, what holistic physicians have found about health. Not about reducing symptoms, but about creating health.
Ooh,
isn't that phenomenal?
Something new and different.
Yeah.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. And that says it. At 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Committed to your health, committed to organic, committed to wonderful things. And Alive and Well, all the different formulas that we have, organically produced, concentrated of nutrients, just as Dennis said, found to be terrific for supporting your health, proteins, powders, you name it, it's all there. And the magnificent broad spectrum, I say broad spectrum, I don't, you know, broth cafe at Alive and Well. All different wonderful organic foods, dishes, whatever your choice is, whatever your choice is. And you're in a beautiful, it's a really beautiful, air-conditioned, lovely atmosphere, gorgeous marble table thing, and nice seats and everything else like that. And at the beautiful broth cafe, whatever your choice, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, non-vegan, wild fish, organic chicken, organic meats, beautiful vegan dishes, it's all there, and the magnificent we are so grateful for constantly, every single day, the wonderful Maui organic farmers. We have that family alliance, and we are very humbly grateful about that. Beautiful organic vegetables brought in for all the different vegetables that are used there. And not only that, but every day, in glass only, never packaged in plastic, high concentration, fresh organic juices that are there.
You got it, baby. And the Vortex water.
Oh, tell us about it. Tell us about
tell
it, dear.
Tell us about
Ooh,
the Vortex.
Tell us.
Well, I'm just a spin with all kinds of information.
You can't spin over here because nobody's going to see you. You have to explain the spin and the swirl.
Well, you can see me, and that's worthwhile.
I can see you, and Gary can see you.
You can convey this miracle that's going on right
before
your very
eyes. Yes, but as great as Gary is, he can't make anybody see you swirl. Right, Gary? No. But he is great. Go ahead.
But it's in my voice. The swirling is in my voice.
Okay. Let's say it with a Yiddish accent. I grew up Yiddish.
Here it is.
A schwoil.
You know, I've spoken so many times about the Vortex water, but it's more than just spinning around. Vortex water is ultra-light purification water. Tap water is passed under ultraviolet light, destroying harmful bacteria and virus, and viruses, multivirus. Okay, there's an activated carbon filtering system. It effectively removes 99.999999% of chlorine, odor, dirt, mercury, bad taste, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, sediment particles, heavy metals, and lead.
Goodbye all the toxins. Hello, all the regeneration and life.
But, you know, the water supply provided by the municipal water supply people is
contaminated.
Well, it isn't the purest thing in the world.
No, exactly not. No.
Well, when you get the Vortex water, it is.
Okay.
And three, the Vortex chamber. This is the biggie. The purification, the final stage of purification is the Vortex chamber. Where's the Vortex chamber? Right there on the at the end of the faucet. It's a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature. Just like a mountain stream, as I've mentioned so many times, breaks down the molecules by passing over rocks, It purifies and structures the water. The it I'm referring to is the stainless steel tool designed to copy the million-year-old system.
Wow.
And the vortex chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down the molecules.
That's right.
Which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing the toxins.
And that's all that we, you know, you can fill up your jugs with the water, you can do all of that, get the glass bottles with them, mm-hmm. but you can all, that is the only water we ever use in the broth cafe.
And this
for
is...
all dishes, for all water served, for everything there, even if it's coffee, organic coffee or tea or anything there, that's only mm-hmm. vortex water.
And that's the true meaning of vortex, the true hydration of our bodies with the vortexian, if you will, procedure. Okay?
Absolutely.
That really brings it in.
That is so exciting and so thrilling and so pure and so marvelous. We could go on forever of many different wonderful things.
I'm getting thirsty just talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, drink a little warm. We have the vortex water in our glass bottle sitting over there. And you know what? What it tempts me to do, Gary, you just have to remember this, but I wouldn't want to do it because I wouldn't see Gary very much then. The thing is, vortex water is so regenerating that tiny little plant that, and I've told this many times, I could never grow any little plants, but then we got it as a gift from our family. He said, try to grow it, Mona. I put it on the counter. I said, okay, but I've never, they die automatically with
and
me.
And it was no bigger than a toothpick.
That's right.
It was just that,
no,
that tiny.
And the only, there's a lot of background to that. My mother could grow magnificent plants. I guess I was jealous. Anyway, I never could. But it's blooming all over the place. So now it's tempting me right now. I don't have to work anymore, right? I can just sit on the counter, sip the vortex water and all that. Of course, some Gattic juices. I love the green juices and things. And then I'll just bloom, just like the plants. And then we've got 50, 60, 70 gorgeous blossoms, beautiful red leaves. It's amazing. And all I have to do is keep up my promise to it. I pour a little vortex water in that every day. Woo!
Well,
isn't that beautiful?
You've been a constant blooming blossom in my life all these years.
Oh.
Okay.
That is beautiful.
But especially since you're drinking the vortex water.
Especially since the vortex water. You know something, dear? Then since you're being so sweet to me, I can't really start out by calling you a fathead.
Yes, you can.
I can if you understand that is really a compliment.
I know it.
And we should be telling our different friends that come into Alive and Well, hey, don't you want to be a fathead?
Yay.
Okay. That used to be an insult when I was growing up, but now when we know the true reality, it is a great compliment.
If it's the healthy fats.
Then here we get to Al Sears, MD, medical doctor, telling us, and you've got to hear this, a lot of very fascinating, I'll share with you. This is the doctor saying, your brain is almost entirely made up of fats, 60% of which is the DHA from the super pure fish oils. And he says DHA is essential because it has been shown in studies to help brains grow new branches. Think of trees, mm-hmm. new branches, and renew and rejuvenate itself, says the doctor, a key to supporting greater brain power and sharper thinking as you age. And he cites the clinical trials. Here's a snapshot of what new research shows that the fish oil DHA can do for your brain. Okay, so I'm going to start that, but in a minute I'll give it to you. Has been shown in cell cultures to aid in brain cell regeneration. Regeneration. Crosses the blood-brain barrier to support the integrity of brain cells. Clinical trial cited. Offers neuroprotection in a variety of ways, prevents age-related brain shrinkage. Mm-hmm. We don't like that one. We don't want to shrink.
Nope.
Supports the health and integrity of neuroglial cells, cleans up brain debris. In other words, garbage. Debris is garbage. Transports nutrients to neurons, holds neurons in place, digests parts of dead neurons, and regulates content of extracellular space and provides myelin, that's the conduction of the nerve sheath to the neurons, provides the building blocks for cellular brain maintenance and repair, quoted trials, activates genes that protect tissue from insults. We don't want the brain cells insulting, okay? And could you start reading here why this is so important in
why
the brackets?
Why is this so important?
In the brackets
Tell
at the
me.
Top.
Well, think of your brain as a brick wall.
Really?
That's what he says.
A brick wall?
When you're an embryo in the mother's womb, DHA, the active component found in purified fish oil, the DHA are the bricks that first form your brain.
I never thought of it as bricks. Wow.
Okay.
I was watching last night, we were watching certain things on television where they were showing the construction of ancient civilization, how they discovered how to make bricks and how they built all these walls to protect themselves and to further their cultures.
And all of that
thousands of years ago.
And all of that is going on in mommy's womb.
Mommy.
As mommy's womb.
Oh, that's
as
sweet.
As baby is being created from what? Sperm and egg in the mother's womb. The bricks are being laid for the brain to be the brain.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, just like the wall, says the doctor, your brain needs to add new bricks, DHA, dihydroepiandrosterone, to keep that wall supported. In fact, he says, according to a study from Cornell University, the brain needs DHA to reach its full potential. Baby.
So it's not just oldies. It's not just oldies. It's
no,
babies.
That's how
all ages for all situations. That's what's such an. We knew that as far back as when our middle-aged kids, they're beautiful and wonderful, were being born. That we had to give them that. Go ahead.
From the moment, the second of creation.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Go ahead.
The very second. In fact, says the doctor, DHA is the telltale marker of brain aging. The famous Framingham study shows that people with lower DHA have smaller brains.
There you go.
And they actually do worse on tests of visual memory and function and thinking.
Right.
But, says the doctor, there's good news. Having DHA in your diet can translate into greater brain size and function, even into old age.
Forget the silver threads among the gold. Make it all gold. Have the DHA from the super pure fish oils with no contaminants.
That's the name, baby. Molecularly distilled. The kind of brain nature intended you to have for all of your life, even up to age 100 and beyond. DHA's brain repairing power is so incredible, it's even reached the mainstream media. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Well, where are we going to go with that?
Whoa, we got to go with that. Man, okay. That's terrific.
The United States Department of Agriculture.
That's right. And remember the Framingham. Remember how famous Framingham? Those are the biggest, most important studies. He's quoting that, the Framingham Heart Study. Remember
that they
brought out? Go ahead.
The Department of Agriculture found that breastfed infants whose mothers took DHA outperformed DHA-deficient infants at every stage of life.
How important could that be?
They had better hand-eye coordination as well as enhanced gross motor skills like standing up, like walking, going up and down stairs, and keeping their balance. The results were so outstanding, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is now recommending to all pregnant and nursing mothers that they take the DHA.
And the EPA in the super superficial oils, they also make the points, too, that the EPA is necessary for the eyesight and the DHA and the blood vessel formation and all kinds of things. Cardiovascular, you name it.
You want to hear what Oxford University researchers found?
Oh, this is a respected place. You know, give me back when Oxford University was very highly respected in the U.S. Well, wasn't that from England? Oxford?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't seem to have an English accent, though, when I talk about Oxford. I could actually change that. I do remember, it's because, of course, we met at the American Shakespeare Festival, and Shakespeare, my great hero, and your great hero, is British. So again, when you're talking about Oxford University, give it an English accent, dear. So tell us about Oxford.
Go on, ma'am.
Don't give me to Brooklyn. Okay. When I was in acting school, drop your Brooklyn accent. I said, drop my Brooklyn accent? I'd have to drop myself. That's where I'm from. Hello.
How about a little Cockney, ma'am? Would you like a little Cockney
accent? Oh, this is coffee.
All right.
Are you giving me Irish?
No, Cockney.
You're talking about Irish coffee.
Cockney's British, don't you know that?
No, you have to be. So you're talking about Oxford University. Give me a British. Let's hear it.
Well, very well, ma'am.
Then let's
if you
hear
so it. Desire, we
I
can
so
have a British
desire.
Accent.
Tell yes. me about Oxford University and their
Oxford,
studies.
Oxford, Oxford, Oxford.
Okay.
Well, when I was at Oxford,
yes,
it's quite a well-statured form of society
oh,
in Oxford.
Yes, well, you looked pretty well-statured when I first saw you at the American Shakespeare Festival, but that's another topic.
Let's get on
get
with,
on
the,
with
show.
The Oxford.
All right.
All right.
Oxford, this is a quote from the doctor. Okay, Oxford Genius Kid study. Oxford University researchers wanted to see how dihydroepiandrosterone, DHA, could help underperforming elementary school students. They selected 362 children ages 7 to 9 with the lowest test scores. They gave them DHA for 4 months, then tested them again. And the results were astounding. The children who took DHA saw an average double and triple increases in their reading scores compared to the placebo group who did not receive the DHA.
That's double and triple, let's understand, is 200% to 300% improvement. Mm. That's what they're saying.
They not only caught up with their peer group on reading test scores, but they actually surpassed them.
Okay, you want to talk about a sports? You think of the sports? Sometimes you think there's an injured sports player, they can't do anything, and suddenly they're running and running and surpassing everybody else. That's what you're seeing right there.
Yep. Well, it goes on into discussion of vitamin E, alpha-tocopherol, D-alpha-tocopherol, which protects against telomere shortening. Telomeres are the magic substances which create more mitochondria in your cells.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Activating and restoring telomerase.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin K2.
Very important.
This is incredible. People think, well, I got to have more calcium for my bones. Okay, calcium is definitely part of the structure of rebuilding bones. But the calcium is primarily responsible for bringing the calcium in the blood in the intestines into the bloodstream. And then the calcium says, alert, alert, all points alert, we need some K2 over here.
Right. Clean out the calcium from the arteries and put it in the bones.
Pick up the calcium that's laying in there like plaque and put it in the bones
where it belongs. And give you beautiful arteries and don't give you heart attacks.
That's the name
and
of
it
idea.
Works with vitamin D3. Which together they are the best buddies, remember, of team.
For sure,
okay?
Indeed.
Putting it where it belongs and not letting it accumulate in the arteries.
And then we're back to telomeres again.
Telomeres. Okay.
Even better, vitamin K2 has shown to have positive effects on telomere length and longevity.
And they're not talking about teas, you know. And I know we're talking about the Brits, and the Brits always get together and have a tea ceremonies. But mm-hmm. that's the kind you sip and drink. That's not that's the telomeres are the activated cells that give you brain function and all of the important functions.
You're such a tease.
I'm such a tease. Well, you know, I want to go into, I give credit, wonderful, these wonderful doctors and the incredibly important reports. And this is Dr. Marlene Merritt. See, now I feel good because this is a woman doctor over here. Okay. I don't mean to be sexist about it, but I like to have a broad spectrum.
But you can't help it. That's all.
Okay. Next. Oh, Gary. Here we go. Sometimes Gary has to learn when to turn off the mics, right? Mm. Okay. And she's talking here. She's saying the importance about what to do about reversing and preventing diabetes, okay? She goes into this at great length. And here she says triggers of high blood sugar, okay? Triggers of high blood sugar. Okay, and she's saying what's important. A low-carb diet of organic foods lays the foundation for healthy blood sugar, and there is no substitute for it. In addition, these other factors contribute to high blood sugar. Medications were the top mm-hmm. of her list. And she even goes on to say that the medications, she's going to tell you which ones. There are many
medication drugs.
Yes, that's what she's telling you. There are medication drugs. There are many medication drugs that can raise blood sugar in people. Here are some widely used ones. We've known this forever, but here, she's quoting it. Corticosteroids, that's steroids, for pain, asthma, and allergies. Beta blockers, blood pressure drugs, for high blood pressure or regular heartbeats. Statin drugs for lowering cholesterol. Fluoroquinolones, antibiotics. to treat infections shoot up your blood sugar, antipsychotics for mental illness, and decongestions for colds. Den, can you talk here briefly here about just this thing here? When she says about I was a little kid, okay? And when I was, way before they knew anything about nutrition, my mother would take me to the allergist every single week because I was a serious asthmatic and allergic. But asthma was the big. There are many medications lower that raise blood sugar. The steroids, corticosteroids, used for everything. They're still using it, okay, for pain, asthma, and allergies. Can you talk a little bit about the wonderful nutrients for pain and for asthma? And go ahead.
Well, let's consider. The drugs long-term create more inflammation because the raising the blood sugar level. The sugar, again, we've said this ad nauseum, but sugar creates inflammation.
That's right.
And higher blood sugar levels maintain a higher state of inflammation. The temporary influx of the drug into your system can temporarily reduce the inflammation of the pain, but the long-term use of it is to increase the inflammation.
And so it's bone loss, too, in addition to everything else.
Well, that's
else.
The whole point.
Powerful
all
bone
the,
loss.
All the degenerative procedures
that's
in
right.
the body emanate from excessive chronic inflammation.
When I grew up on the prednisone, the steroids, every single month, I had endless infections, and my asthma got much worse, much
right.
worse. They said I was going to die, all of that, from that. And, you know, that's why what saved me so many was that wonderful pain power, the combination of the nutrients that stop inflammation with no allergens and no side effects.
And no drugs.
No drugs whatsoever.
Okay. The pain power comes from concentrations of curcumin. And for people who aren't aware of what curcumin is the active ingredients found in small amounts in turmeric. Well, the small amounts aren't really sufficient to do a lot. But when you concentrate those small amounts into a major amount, then you have pain power. It is 2,000% stronger in relieving pain and inflammation and other circulatory and health challenges than is turmeric.
And
it's
completely
2,000%
right.
more, 20
right,
times
right.
more
it
effective.
It has been actually proven.
Okay. But it also contains the frankincense. Frank was incensed when they grabbed this herb because it's amazing what it does.
Right, and even though Mother Mary used by the wise men and all that with
right.
the Boswellia, which is the frankincense.
Frankincense
for thousands
is
of years.
Boswellia.
That's
it's been
right.
renamed Boswellia.
For pain, okay. inflammation, and all of that with not only no side effects, infinite benefits.
Well, that's why pain power is, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch
that's
because
right.
it doesn't just give you the curcumin and the boswellia. It also gives you natokinase and serrapeptidase and other enzymes, all of which do what? Reduce inflammation.
That's right. And
which
free
is
of
the source,
any allergens.
Inflammation is the source of all disease.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
So if it's a brain situation, if it's a little toe situation, what if it's a runny nose, whatever it is, it's chronic inflammation that allows that health aberration to occur.
That's right.
And the pain power addresses nearly every health challenge because it reduces inflammation.
That's
in all,
exactly
in every,
right.
every cell in your body.
And you don't have the pain or wherever that inflammation happens to be. Mm-hmm. And I really have, I would be sitting here, I wish she could hear it, and applauding Dr. Marlene Merritt for reporting also, because so many people are put on beta blockers, blood pressure drugs for high blood pressure or regular heartbeat. But the side effect is elevation of blood sugar.
Yeah.
Just as there is a black box warning on the cholesterol drugs, that's the statins, mm-hmm. and two of the main things on the FDA's strongest warning black box is that it elevates blood sugar
mm-hmm.
and causes dementia.
That's what
cognitive
sugar does.
Decline. Cognitive decline.
It creates,
yes.
and it kills every connective tissue in your body. It contributes to muscle wasting.
That's right, it does.
And dementia.
Yes, because they rob the body of cardio-Q10, which is necessary for all muscle function and your heart function
especially
also.
Especially for the heart.
And when all the muscles and the heart don't have it, the muscles break down. And that muscle breakdown is terrible pain mm-hmm. and agony as the muscles in your body break down and the heart can't pump. There you go. So the fluoroquinolone is really important, antibiotics to treat infections, commonly prescribed, okay? Fluoroquinolones mm-hmm. are, she says, and she quotes all the clinical trials, that fluoroquinolones actually shoot up blood sugar. That's what she's saying. Antipsychotics for mental illnesses elevate blood sugar, and she says decongestants for colds actually elevate blood sugar.
And keeping in mind again, it's the elevated blood sugars that create the inflammation. And the inflammation is just what it sounds like. It's fire. Strike a match. That's fire. And see what the match does to the match stick. Okay? That's what... Next time, look at the flame and look at the burned up part of the match stick. That's what happens to every cell in your body. The right. fire burns up the tissue.
Right.
The tissue dies, and you have another health complication.
It's right, and you know when they're talking about the asthma, allergies, one of the main nutrients, absolutely, that was such a deliverance for you and for me was the NAC+. Mm-hmm. The NAC+, which has a multitude of benefits, known to have, being the leading thing in hospital for liver, when the liver is failing due to Tylenol-type drugs, the NSAIDs,
right?
And even more so than alcohol, which is number two cause of liver failure, and number one was those types of drugs and medications, mm-hmm. okay? And NAC+ is the regeneration of that, and the kidneys. It's known to be for forever.
And but the lungs.
That's why I was just going to say the actual definition is it eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big part, beside the military using it, because it's also been proven to reverse hearing loss and tinnitus and the ringing in the ears of the soldiers going through training, et cetera. So, you know, the NAC is critically important.
One of the ways it does that is it creates glutathione production. What is glutathione? Well, you've heard of inflammatories, inflammation. Glutathione is a major anti-inflammatory. Wow.
Wow.
NAC plus reduces inflammation,
right.
Not just in your lungs, not just in your sinuses, but in your eyes, in your liver, in your kidneys, in every cell in your body. It reduces inflammation. That in turn, reducing inflammation, reduces the incidence of infection and degradation and cell death.
And we have new reports out, even helps the brain to function very
well. Oh, yeah.
It works a lot for the brain, and it certainly was a great deliverance for us. And when I was told, and my mother was very upset and everything else, that with the state of my asthma on these drugs and everything, they could not expect me to live past my early 20s at mm-hmm. the very latest. Well, I'm a little bit past that right now, okay? And I don't have the asthma, thank you, God. I'm very grateful, very grateful. But would you read what Dr. Marlene Romero, just this page here, reporting here about how come a calorie isn't just a calorie?
A calorie isn't a calorie isn't a calorie?
Yeah, that's how come a calorie isn't just a calorie?
Okay.
Read it.
In simple terms,
says the doctor. Sorry, kid.
In simple terms, fats make us feel full, while carbs make us feel hungry. The underlying mechanism is this. Carbs raise blood sugar and stimulate the release of insulin. Eating a lot of carbs stimulates a lot of insulin production. And soon after eating, this causes blood sugar to quickly drop to low levels that make us hungry again. Insulin also promotes storage of calories as fat. Instead of being used up and burned up for energy, it turns into fat. If you eat more healthy fat and less carbs, blood sugar doesn't rise as much, less insulin is released, and you feel full and have energy for a longer period of time, says the doctor. You don't soon get cravings or feel hungry again, irritable or mentally foggy until you eat once more. The high insulin from eating a lot of carbs leads to weight gain because it turns the sugar into fat, and it makes it impossible to lose weight. High insulin, says the doctor, also stimulates chronic inflammation.
Amazing. Got that? Right. And, again, you know, I wanted to – this is – she has here in a book she wrote about that she actually has here, and I wanted to make sure we got this in here about NAC, okay? And she's talking here about the helping to avoid not eliminating all toxins, but helping to avoid Alzheimer's and how to detoxify the brain. And she says here, NAC Plus boosts natural detoxification. And she says it is a necessary building block of glutathione, as you said, for essential for eliminating toxin. More specifically, NAC Plus is a form of cysteine, the amino acid that makes up protein. In medicine, NAC Plus is best known as a treatment for toxicity from too high a dose of acetaminophen, Tylenol. And a lot of research, and we have to listen to this, shows a long list of benefits with NAC, including improvements in psychiatric conditions, and addition, better control of blood sugar, healthier kidneys and liver, and relief from respiratory conditions ranging from cough and congestion to serious lung disease such as COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Now, here's this. NAC Plus has reversed brain changes that occur with Alzheimer's disease.
Beautiful.
Significantly improving memory and the ability to learn. In other medical research, NAC Plus has reduced tremors in Parkinson's disease. Good grief. Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing. It's
you
amazing.
Know, and
amazing what working with your body instead of with nutrients, which, again, if I can get this concept, nutrients create life in every cell in your body. Nutrients create regeneration and life. Drugs are very useful in serious conditions because they reduce symptoms of the condition right away, and you need them. But for a chronic use of drugs on a daily basis, they don't create life. They reduce symptoms, which, again, in crisis situation is wonderful, reducing the symptoms. But what holistic physicians recommend is reduce the symptoms in a serious situation with a drug if you have to. But give at the same time, give the nutrients which can reestablish, rebuild, renew the healthy metabolic function of every cell in your body.
Yeah. And you know, this is so important because she talks about allergies and asthma, and I can't leave that subject without her reporting this. Says the doctor, for anyone over age 65, and the American Geriatrics Society, that's the big doctor society with older people.
With
American
aging, yes.
Geriatrics Older People Society recommends avoiding antihistamines as they also cause confusion, blurred vision, constipation, and problems urinating in older people. And that's one of the main things that affects older people, okay, is the problems urinating. And what I want you to read, Dennis, because she has here, and you and she are on the same team, but she's backing it up with everything. Beware of the digestion myth is the title of this. Beware of the digestion myth. This is what you read here, all in the green, under the green. Beware of the digestion myth, says Dr. Marlene Merritt. And now Dennis.
It's not a hit or myth situation.
No. Okay. Read what she says, kid.
The verbatim, folks, word for word, what the doctor says. There's a commonly held belief that too much stomach acid causes heartburn and indigestion, when the opposite is actually true. In fact, lack of stomach acid is a common issue that underlies much of today's digestive woes, and it contributes to seasonal allergies. That is, what really happens, too little stomach acid prevents food from being broken down properly in the stomach. Partially digested food and stomach juices can then remain in the stomach for too long, and force some of those juices to leak up the esophagus, the tube that connects the throat and the stomach, and that's the esophagus. And that's what causes the heartburn. It's the acids coming up from the stomach into the throat.
Right.
But and if I may just, I don't know if she talks about, the, well, I'll read the article first, then I'll comment. The doctor goes on to say, when there's enough stomach acid, food is efficiently broken down. Nutrients are absorbed, and everything travels smoothly through the rest of the digestive system, not upwards toward the throat, but into and through the intestines. Antacid drugs and other heartburn drugs, over-the-counter or by prescription, suppress stomach acid. They perpetuate the problem, and the next time you eat, the problem repeats. The cycle is a boon for manufacturers of antacids and drugs and heartburn drugs, but it's a vicious cycle for anyone with digestive issues. The point that other holistic physicians make, and which supports exactly what she's saying here, but she doesn't go into it at any great length in this short article, but there's a little muscle, a sphincter muscle at the bottom of the esophagus emptying into the stomach. And it opens when you swallow, and it closes when you don't swallow. Why? Because it closes to keep the acids in the stomach where they belong. Your stomach should be highly acid. Hydrochloric acid is the major digestive component in your stomach. Well, the, when you're aging, you make less hydrochloric acid. What? But I've got too much acid in my throat. It's killing me. It's giving me cancer. Wait a minute, says the doctor. Here's what's happening. When your acid is strong, it forces it. The sphincter muscle responds by squeezing tight and closing the esophagus so that the acid can't come up. Kids 18 from 2 years old or 1 6 minutes old until they're 20 years old, they don't have any kind of esophageal reflux as a general rule. If there's something physically wrong, then they would have it. But the stomach acids are very high in your young years, and that forces the sphincter muscle to squeeze tight between swallows, so it keeps the acid in the stomach. It doesn't come up into your throat. Well, by the time we're mid-50s, say holistic physicians, we have lost 70% of our ability to properly digest our food because we don't make acids and enzymes at 55 the way we did at 18 or 2 or 25 or 30. Aging is not a regenerative procedure. Most every body function starts to degenerate at certain times in your life. And the degeneration of digestive capability occurs because you don't make the hydrochloric acid and the concentration you made when you were younger. Well, the drug industry has a solution for the heartburn and the acid coming up your throat. It's called antacid drugs.
Right, and otherwise known as proton pump inhibitors, PPIs.
Prevacid is one of the drugs used, and Tums and Gelucil, all these things reduce the acid in your throat and relieve the pain. Thank goodness it relieves the pain.
And it gives you bone breakdown. It really degenerates all your bones. That's another thing.
That stop digesting your food.
That's right.
So your food becomes more alkaline. And the alkaline is non-acidic. And as it goes through your guts, it becomes putrefactive. It leads to leaky gut syndrome. It leads to H. pylori, C. difficile, putrefactive components in your guts, in your colon, and you may notice people as they get older, they have a little pouchy thing below their navel. That's generally accumulated poop that isn't properly eliminated from your body. It's built up because there aren't enough enzymes as you get older to properly digest, assimilate the nutrients, and remove the debris from your intestines.
That's right. And that's why it's so important.
So what holistic physicians recommend is that you take a digestive enzyme with each meal or two. If it's a big meal, take two or three, whatever it is required to increase the function of the sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, which will then close tight between swallows and not allow the food and the acids to come up your throat.
Right. And what's important is to get the proper balance, because so many people hear just of one enzyme or another, I just want this enzyme or that. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a balance. It's a balance of the betaine hydrochloric acid. It's a balance of all the different enzymes in proper ratio.
That's right.
In the upper and lower, it's called the upper and lower GI tract. And when you're, remember too, when you were talking about that, when the sphincter isn't closing properly because you don't have those digestive enzymes, you and the acid backs up where it's not supposed to be, it can actually cause great damage to the throat esophageals.
Cancer.
And one of the things that people have experienced is esophageal cancer, mm-hmm. a lot of that with the backup. This is an improvement of the digestion is critical and in the proper balance, okay? That's why we had...
And it also helps to maintain the proper probiotic
exactly.
population of your guts.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. And, you know, I can't leave a very important thing for, you know, how many people have fatty liver disease, they have when they hear the term cirrhosis, or they're told, C-I-R-R-H-O-S-I-S, that's scarring. Mm-hmm. That's a scarring of the liver tissue, cirrhosis of the liver. And Dr. Russell Blaylock writing about how what you've said so many times, Dad, inflammation, says the doctor, he was talking about cirrhosis of the liver, inflammation is the main culprit in liver diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And an inflammatory cytokine, that's an inflammation little mm-hmm. cell, called tumor necrosis factor, TNF, alpha, appears to be the main driver of liver inflammation. Numerous studies have shown that super pure omega-3 fatty acids powerfully suppress this inflammatory cytokine, which is also why it's good for the lung tissue. Cytokines destroy alveoli, as well as other inflammatory cytokines.
Inflammation of the brain.
That's right.
Inflammation of the eyes.
In addition, the EPA and DHA, says the doctor, has powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects that suppress the very process that does the damage to the liver in cirrhosis,
mm-hmm.
free radical damage and inflammation. A meta-analysis, that's a huge analysis, of nine...
A meta-analysis.
Of nine clinical studies.
A meta-analysis is an analyzation of hundreds or even thousands of different studies. It's combining all that information accumulated over many years with studies and then testing that.
And then he says here that the meta-analyses of the clinical studies in which the super pure omega-3 oils, that's both the EPA and the DHA, were used to treat fatty liver disease
mm-hmm.
demonstrated a significant reduction in elevated liver enzymes, which had to do with the signs of the illness.
Sure.
And they always use, he says, a mixture of the EPA and DHA from the purest omega-3 oils. So that's really critical, okay?
So that super omega-3 with the EPA and DHA, it isn't just the DHA that's so effective. The DHA is very important for the brain and the central nervous system, but the EPA also has its benefits for the liver and other organs in the body to reduce inflammation. And inflammation is fire. It's spelled F-I-R-E. And sugar and refined carbohydrates create fire.
That's right.
And the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all those pure vegetable oils and, and vegetable margarines all create
inflammation. And a lot of people may not recognize, that's why the doctor here wants people to recognize this thing of cirrhosis, this that we were just talking about, the mm-hmm. inflammation and scarring of the liver. Symptoms of cirrhosis, all right? He's telling you these are the symptoms. Feeling tired or weak, easily bleeding or bruising, losing weight without trying, loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, mild pain or discomfort, swelling in the legs, feet, or ankles, edema, itchy skin, yellow discoloration in the skin and eyes, fluid accumulation in the abdomen, ascites, or A-S-C-I-T-E-S, okay? Spider-like blood vessels on the skin, redness in the palms of the hands. For women, absent periods or a complete loss of them unrelated to menopause. For men, loss of sex drive, breast enlargement, or testes atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that. Confusion, drowsiness, and slurred speech. And that's actually called hepatic or liver encephalopathy. That's the, you know, destruction of the liver. All of these different things related to the lack of nutrients in the scar tissue.
And again, this goes back just a little minute ago, we spoke about digestive efficiency. The cards are stacked against us, folks. If you can't absorb, say you're eating a perfect diet, a perfect diet. No sugars, no refined carbs, and good healthy fats and good protein and loads of organic vegetables. But you still don't get all the nutrients your body needs to maintain optimal health, optimal function of all the different factors in metabolism. Why? Because you're not absorbing the nutrients as efficiently as you did when you were a kid. That's simple. It's that simple. So what holistic physicians invariably recommend is that you take a really terrific, high-potency, multiple vitamin mineral supplement.
Exactly.
Derived from vegetables, not a chemical concoction that gives you 1.3 milligrams of this and 1.2 milligrams of that, but something that gives you sustenance through an optimal level of nutrient presentation, and also containing some digestive enzymes, which will help you digest your food and absorb the nutrients.
Right.
Because you're not 18 anymore. That's the name of the game.
Okay. You know, there's a wonderful and incredible nutrient that's been a leader in Europe for way more than half a century. And that's why we so applaud it at Alive and Well, and we're so focused on that, is acetyl L-carnitine, the acetyl form that passes the barrier into the liver and into the brain and into the heart. It's been a leading heart, okay, and brain nutrient in Europe for a long time. It also helps pass the liver, you know, wall to help the liver break down toxic fats and triglycerides. Helps the liver to do that more effectively. It helps the liver do its work more effectively. And it's been a leader in Europe, the acetyl L-cysteine, right? Am I saying it correctly?
Mm-hmm. Acetyl L-carnitine.
I'm sorry, acetyl L-carnitine. Okay, I like you that you've got, that's some good speech there, honey.
Well, when you said the word, you saw the very quick change of expression on my face.
That's right, like, the eyebrows.
What's she talking
it's
about?
The eyebrows going different directions. He's always had a very gesticular eyebrows, up and down, around, but nice and thick and everything too. But anyhow, and it's wonderful. It's been a leader in use in Europe for a long time because it passes the blood-brain barrier and helps to regenerate the brain tissue, it says that, and heart tissue.
That's right.
And so it's very important, and liver.
And it helps to remove the accumulation of brain plaque.
That's right.
Okay, the brain has residue plaque just like your arteries have.
That's it. Right. And okay. It's not the same plaque as if you're a student and you've won awards or whatever your age and you've won awards, they give you a plaque. Mm-hmm. That's not the same plaque as exists in the brain and the arteries and other things, okay? We're not taking away the plaque, honoring you in the wonderful work you may have done.
But the plaque in the body is just as strong and just as permanent as a gift of a plaque.
That's
for your
right,
outstanding
but it's
achievement.
Not exactly. It doesn't have the same outcomes that way.
Yeah.
So we don't want that. We know these things can be reduced. We don't have to do the toxic drug destruction, just like that said. And again, the NSAIDs, of course, he lists many things causing the toxicity, but the number one recognized group are the painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And right. Non-steroidal, right over-the-counter drugs.
That's it.
Handed out like candy in pharmacies and everything else like that, and in markets and whatnot. Okay? You know, and remember what Den's dad always said, no such thing as a little bit of poison. Okay? And that stayed with me forever. It's just too wonderful. And, you know, Den, I love this, Russell Blaylock also reporting on...
MD,
of course.
Okay.
And he reporting about one of my favorite herbs, and it's certainly one that I take regularly because it's made all difference. Alive and Well has a broad spectrum of the use of it. And Dr. Chauncey Crandall, cardiologist, is reporting this. He's a cardiologist. All right? One of the common uses of ashwagandha extract is as a vitality tonic, especially for older people. As we age, our cells become, less efficient at producing energy. Tell me about it. Repairing themselves and clearing away cellular garbage, says the doctor. And aged cells cause accumulation of significant free radical terrorist damage. Oy! In a study of the effect of the leaf extract on aging fibroblast cells, researchers found that the extract of ashwagandha prevented cell senescence. Can you guess what that is?
It's aging and death.
Aging damage of the cells by improving proteasome function and by reducing oxidative damage, okay? And he goes on about this that the proteasomes are protein complexes that clear away cellular garbage and make sure cell proteins are folded just right so they can be used. So he's talking about clearing out. The researchers found that ashwagandha extract increased the viability, that's the functionality, of aged cells exposed to free radicals by 25%.
Improved. And where do the free radicals come from?
Bad food, bad diet, inflammation.
Sugar.
Yeah, it was also shown to more than double, proteasome. So ashwagandha stimulates the clearance of oxidized proteins in aged cells. Powerful anti-aging. They did a study of a huge thing of healthy men and found that in all ways that the ashwagandha significantly improved hemoglobin, red blood cell counts, color of hair, and posture and stature while seated. It also helped with increased nail calcium levels, preventing osteoporosis and all of that. That's very interesting about ashwagandha. We've known about that. So Alive and Well has ashwagandha in a number of different extracts, with a liquid, with the capsules, there's teas, there's wonderful combinations.
And when you're on a health building program, you may want to use the ashwagandha along with the acetyl L-carnitine, along with the cardio Q10, along with the vitamin C, with nutrients. Nutrients build life.
That's exactly.
Okay. Maintain what life you have left by using the nutrients. If you're taking sugars and carbohydrates and sweets and all the other drugs and stuff which do not create life, then you're not creating life.
Okay, but you can create life and help to create life, but we can't make claims. We can give you great information about like we're giving to you right now, and wonderful organic foods and wonderful organic choices and wonderful combinations at Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, the fabulous broth cafe. You can call us at the 877-4950 for any of our services, shipping, mailing, anything, friends and loved ones, going to the mainland, anything. We can do all of that for you. And, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on meds or take them off doctor's area. And there's never a charge. We just like to share information about what these holistic doctors have learned in clinical trials. But it's great if you set a time, 877-4950. Set a time with Dennis or with me, no charge, in a beautiful, comfortable, wonderful area where we can just sit and talk. You're not under obligation, but it is better if you call for that time so we're not with somebody else. And all our different services, we can have everything ready, your parties, your beautiful things, whatever the holiday, or you just want to come and be sure you pick it up at a specific time and you don't have to wait at the Broth Cafe, just call and let us know.
If you want to use the app, it's Broth at Alive and Well. The menu is there. Everything is there for you to make your choice and make your purchase. Tell them when you want to pick it up, the time you want it. It'll be there at that time, ready for you to pick up or eat in store.
That's right. And we're there for you during the specific hours. And, Alive and Well is committed. We are Fanatic Organics, as is Alive and Well. Our passion and our love and, again, our gratitude to the local organic Maui farmers for the wonderful organic produce that is there, the magnificent juices, the magnificent Vortex water, all there at Alive and Well. It's absolutely terrific.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.